Welcome to Art on the Air. We have a special guest, Rosemary LeBeau. She has an opening in the Harold Stevens Gallery on Saturday, March 15th at 5 p.m. And it's called Who Do You Love? And it looks to me, I've seen some pictures, like a really interesting show. Rosemary, can you tell us everything about yourself and your artwork and your inspiration and your whole life story would be great.
Oh my gosh, that's a whole lot of things to cover. The show is called Who Do You Love? Because when I was growing up, I was absolutely in love with music and music icons, rock stars. And I grew up in a really small town on a farm where not a whole lot happened. And my whole life was just sort of based around what I heard on the radio.
Well, funny that you're in a radio station right now.
That's right. That's right. And all my life, at just every time I would see images, pictures of the rock stars that I loved, it would just kind of make my heart beat a little faster. And I just always gravitated toward that. And so when we all got a little forced vacation during the pandemic, I decided to focus on things that brought me the greatest joy in my life. And I revisited my old friends that I heard on the radio, and I decided to pay tribute to them.
Oh, wow.
Because they brought so much joy to my life. And so that's where this idea for this show came.
Wow. So it all started during the pandemic.
Started during the pandemic, and I started just doing it for my own enjoyment. And then coincidentally enough, I have an older brother who's also very much interested in music, a different era of music than me, but he's a big collector of things. And when I was a teenager, I subscribed to these rock and roll magazines, Circus and Cream magazines. And he showed up at my house with the entire archive of both of those magazines, and just leafing through them made my head explode. And I said, I really have to do more of this.
Wow.
So I have I think I have about 35 paintings of different cultural icons and music icons that I have been really loving making. And as many as I can fit into the gallery, that's how many will be there.
Wow, I cannot wait to see this.
I can't wait to see it too. It's pretty exciting.
And so what kind of paint is it?
It's called gouache. It's an opaque watercolor. So
wow.
It's easy to paint with. It's easy to clean up. It's very vibrant. You can reconstitute it. You can add water to it to make it come back to life, as opposed to what you can do with acrylic paint that dries too quickly.
Yeah.
And it's just very fun. It's kind of like being a kid painting with watercolor, but you can't see through it.
I know you as an artist through your other works. Can you tell us about everything else you do, and you have a retail store?
Tell
us about that.
Okay. Well, this show that I'm having currently, it's a real departure from what I normally do. I don't consider myself a painter. It's just super, super fun.
Well, that's just silly, because I've seen pictures of some of these, and she's definitely a painter.
Okay. Thank you. But that's not my main thrust. I started out as a color theory person. I went to art school, and that was my focus, color theory and the science of color. And then in my last year of art school, I took a class in photography. So I completely did a 180. I shifted from being all about color to being all about black and white photography. And that just hooked me. And people that study photography or take photography as a serious pursuit throughout their lives know what I'm talking about. It's incredibly seductive, and once you get it, it just changes your whole life.
Wow.
You can instantaneously create images that happen in your life that you're living at the moment and have those captured forever. Photography is magic, and I love it. That was my focus for many years. And then I started taking classes in writing, and I segued into doing books, handmade books with writing. I loved that, and then that kind of segued into three-dimensional stuff. Now I do a lot of assemblage work. I'm a sculptor. I mean, you name it. If you put it in front of my face, I'll probably pick it up and start working with it. I have no boundaries. Wow. I love doing everything.
And tell us about your store.
My store. Well, it's kind of a boutique gallery. Mm-hmm. I just have my work up there. Mm-hmm. It's really a fun experience. It's an immersive experience. Ah. It's funny. There's a lot of humorous stuff up there. Yeah. There's a lot of very deep stuff, and my artwork is never surface. It always delves deep into the human psyche and range of emotions and range of life experience. So it can be lighthearted, but it can get very, very deep. And sometimes it gets a little bit dark, but I can't explain it. I challenge anybody that comes to visit to describe it. Wow. It's just a really fun, interesting place. I invite you all to come to see it.
And where is this?
In Auburn. Yeah. It's really off the beaten path. It's on the corner of West and Rochdale Streets in Auburn. You got to see it to believe it.
In LeBeau-Eccentric?
LeBeau-Eccentric. That's what it's called. Okay. Yep. You can find me on Instagram if you want to check it out and see the work that's displayed there, or just kind of get an idea of the type of work that I do.
So I heard, or I saw on the social media, about this opening, which is called Who Do You Love, which is a great title, by the way.
Thank you.
That there's going to be a band playing.
Yes, we're going to have live music, which is going to be a real happening. I think it's going to be the place to be for that night. The band is called The Rayons, and they are a Link Ray tribute band, and it features a lot of really wonderful local talent. I say a lot. It's actually three. We have Steve Aquino is the lead guitarist.
Oh, yeah.
We have Bill LeBeau is the bassist. Yeah. And we have Tim Smith, who's the drummer.
Yeah.
And they all are involved in other bands as well. But this is a real labor of love for them. They decided that they wanted to get together and play this kind of music. And it is great. It's going to be a wonderful night.
So what kind of music is the Rayons or Link
Ray? The Rayons is a Link. Oh, let's see. Well, it's instrumental music. It's from the 60s, mm-hmm. and it's kind of hard driving, but it will not drive you out of the the performance space. It's really fun,
yeah.
and I think that you'll be able to pick out a lot of music that you're familiar with and you've heard, you just don't know the name of it.
So it's a rock band.
It's a rock band.
It's rock and roll.
It's rock and roll.
To go with the rock and roll
icons. It's early 60s instrumental, kind of deep cut music. It's not what you'd always hear on Top 40. And there are actually a couple of Beatles songs in there too, which are really beautiful. So it's going to be a really great night.
I'm really looking forward to this. I think everybody needs to be there. Saturday, March 15th at 5 p.m. is the opening?
It's at 5 p.m., 5 to 7. Not going to predict if it's going to go beyond that, but
I'm going to predict that it's going to go beyond that.
It's going to be hard to leave. It's going to be a really fun night.
You know, I did see a couple of shots, and I saw the advertisement
mm-hmm.
with Ringo Starr, and I'm just blown away by...
Don't you just love Ringo?
Well, I love your artwork.
Thank you.
And the way you present him, it's amazing.
Thank
it's
you.
Kind of abstract, but... It's obviously Ringo.
It's Ringo. It's abstract. It's really vibrant. And all of the paintings are about the same color palette. So when you see them all together as a group, they work. They work together. And I'm looking forward to seeing them displayed, because artists often just take their work and put it in a cabinet or put it aside or stack it somewhere. And it's a real treat to see it all.
This will be the first time these pieces are out for the public.
Yes, definitely.
Wow.
Yep. Wow. So I hope you all come.
Lucky us at the Harold Stevens Gallery down here at WCUW, 910 Main Street, with Rose Mary LeBeau's show, Who Do You Love? Saturday, March 15th, 5 p.m. with the band The Rayons. It's going to be great. I can't wait.
Thank you. Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. Wear your dancing shoes.